Newsflash, hometown athletes and activities.
The Buccaneer football team hosted a development program from Fairbanks this weekend. The Buccaneers' inexperience in the secondary was quickly taken advantage of, resulting in scoring by the Fairbanks team several times in the first quarter. Bucs were able to efficiently move the ball offensively when they were error-free. However, snap miscues and turnovers halted each drive. In addition, several special teams errors when receiving a kick resulted in quick turnovers, contributed to a lopsided score. In the second half, the Bucs were successful in reaching the end zone on a long run by Kyle Peterson. All in all, the Bucs did really play well, said the coach, and employed the skills practice this past week. When greatly outsized and outnumbered, fatigue sets in and it can be difficult to execute. Nevertheless, coach says Bucs represented their hometown with pride. Dylan Passage had an excellent game on both sides of the ball and has become a workhorse for the Bucs on both ends of the field. This week, the Bucs welcome Seward for their homecoming game that'll be played noon on Saturday.
And now a thank you from our MVP and sports fan sponsors, Prospector, Subway, City of Valdez, Polar Tankers, Acres Quick Trip, Petrostar, and Arts Design.